always, forever. Young couples and their romantic hyperbole. Written by Anonymous Dandelion. As read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Rochelle has a chat with a nice young couple at the park. Editorial note. Nice. Debatable. Young. Couldn't be wronger. Couple. Probably right. It's a perfect day at the park, marred only by Rochelle's aching knees. She sighs. However she feels at heart, her joints remind her she's not as young as she once was. She heads towards a bench, then sees it's occupied by a young, to her, couple. Before Rochelle can choose another seat, both men are standing. The blonde of the pair waves at the bench. "Please, sit. We were just getting up." Rochelle doubts that's true. Still, charmed, she sinks onto the bench with a sigh of relief. The men link arms. One tosses bread at the ducks. Rochelle smiles up at them. "Thank you. That was kind."
"Our pleasure."
The blonde nudges his skinny, sunglasses-wearing companion. "Very kind, dear." The skinny one grumbles something inarticulate, ending in, "Shut up, Angel." "How long have you been together?" Rochelle asks. Her husband would say it's none of her business. Rochelle would say she's old enough to stick her nose in any business she wants. The men look at each other. Says the blonde. The skinny one gives a devilish grin. "Always." "Ah, yes. Forever, you could say," the blonde concurs, the affection on his face positively angelic. Rochelle laughs. "Childhood sweethearts, eh? Met in school?"
"Before school, actually," says the skinny one.
The couple exchange glances, like there's some joke Rochelle's missing. She's not bothered.
"Lovely.
I grew up next door to my own husband. It does feel like forever sometimes. A good forever, though." "A good forever," the skinny one echoes. The blonde nods. "Always." They chat a bit longer. Then the couple departs. Rochelle watches them walk to a car, a model older even than her, and smiles. Ah, young couples and their romantic hyperbole. They make her feel youthful again. Even her knees have stopped aching. End.